Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Time for our regular Lead SA segment. And as you know, if you're a regular listener of the show, that our Lead SA segment is where we reflect stories of hope. We feature people who are living the change that you and I want to see in our communities. And today we're going to hear from a non-profit social enterprise organization called Play Africa. And they are focused on creating major public play and learning spaces in Johannesburg for children and their families. And they've started a toy movement, which is going to see thousands of gifts handed over to organizations that are housing children living with HIV and AIDS and cancer, amongst other problems. The CEO of Play Africa is Gretchen Wilson-Prangley. She joins me on the line to tell me a little more. Gretchen, welcome to the show.
So much for having me.
What is Play Africa, and what do you actually do?
Well, Play Africa is a nonprofit company and social enterprise, and we're building the first children's museum of its kind here in Johannesburg, based at Constitution Hill. And we run outreach programs in communities where we really ignite curiosity by creating groundbreaking and joyful learning places that all children and all families can come together to learn and play and discover together. And as you mentioned, the toy movement is something that we've launched just a month ago in partnership with Spin Master, which is a global toy maker. They have this project called Toy Movement that exists around the world, and we've been so lucky to partner with them to help them distribute 45,000 toys in the last few weeks to children in need. As you mentioned, not just at hospitals and hospices, but also at 73 different schools, no fee government schools or creches in Soweto and Alex, some of which have reached down to Cape Town. As well as many different nonprofit community organizations that we partner with on a daily basis. And really what that's about is about giving children the tools, the materials that might inspire new kinds of play. You know, the reality is that play is how children learn. We oftentimes think of play as just a nice to have that just kind of keeps kids occupied. But really, it's really fundamental to their development and to their growth, both from a cognitive level, but also for physical development, social and emotional growth. And by really partnering with the toy movement, we're really igniting that ability for them to stretch and learn in new different ways. And that's been something that we're really excited to have launched in the last few weeks here in Johannesburg, but really around the country.
What kind of change have you seen when you've gone into some of these organizations?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I think it's been really emotional for so many of us to see that for many of these children, this will be the first new toy that they will have received, perhaps ever. The way in which they immediately can see new ways of creating a play opportunity with a toy, kind of how it really ignites their imagination, how they've gotten so creative kind of almost immediately. Many communities that we work in, toys simply just are not something in the average household space. And that's why so much of the work that we do is really about sustainable play and thinking about how to both show children and their parents and their caregivers how they can use household materials to promote play in their own homes. So this was kind of a really exceptional opportunity to see what a brand new toy can mean for a child and what it can mean for a family. And of course, it can really inspire play in an entire group of children. And that's been something that's been really heartwarming for us to see. The power of something as simple as a toy, it really, really knows no bounds.
When you talk about household items, can you give us some examples?
Sure. So we do a lot of work in communities where we will, there's no cost to play. Play is so fundamental in children's development, in their early childhood development, their foundation phase learning. And yet a lot of us, all of us parents sometimes kind of start to think, well, we can't really afford all these fancy toys that we go into the toy shops and see. But what we really try to share through a lot of our workshops with parents and with children is really how you can turn things like a loo paper roll into a small car. And you can use your imagination to think about how a blanket and a chair could become a tent. It can become a castle. It can become a hospital or the inside of a ship. What we really try to do is think about how do we encourage children and families to get really comfortable with being silly and using their creativity and their imagination to think about the broom as a broomstick, or as a train that we can load a lot of people onto, and make our small living spaces into playful areas of discovery, of creativity, of problem solving, and imagination.
Which toys are requested for your special handovers?
So the handovers that we've done through the toy movement have been toys that have been donated through Spin Master. So Play Africa is a nonprofit company and social enterprise, so we don't own any of the toys that we've helped distribute. But the toys that Spin Master has sent have been really what we would consider, you know, high quality toys. You know, toys that aren't cast offs, but oftentimes are toys that were the toys of the season in toy stores from Tokyo to New York or around the world. So they were, we've had some flying machines. We had some toys that were kind of cute, cuddly, soft plush toys. We had puzzles. We had wooden mazes, really durable toys that really are intended to last for quite some time and to really give a lot of joy to kids, for years to come. So we really partner with them to help kind of figure out how do we get these toys to the kids who need them most. And that's where a lot of our partnerships that we've developed over so many years here in Johannesburg have really come to bear. We really could say, you know, we know these organizations are really going to get these kids, you know, these toys into the hands of kids. And that's the kind of stuff that we're seeing, you know, all the time when we're bringing the kind of exhibits that we create for children and bring them into a school hall or a park or a community center. And we kind of think about this Children's Museum Without Walls that we've been running for several years here in Johannesburg. We find that when we give children toys and resources that they don't have in their day-to-day life, a whole new range of cognitive and emotional and social and physical development emerges. You know, we've had so many, you know, inevitably we have teachers come up to us and say, "Where did you get this child? I've never seen this child like this before." You know, especially they say this oftentimes for children who are disruptive in class, who are not focused in a typical academic setting that they have in a day-to-day classroom. They can see them concentrating, solving problems, figuring things out, working with something until they can kind of come up with the solution that they're trying to do. And these are really from the kind of exhibits that we have really range from, science, technology, engineering, math, the arts, teamwork building exercises, gross motor skills, fine motor skill exercises. And these are the kinds of things that oftentimes, because they're so new and so innovative and so unique, your kids' minds are captivated. Mm. They're enthralled, and they don't want to leave. And so that's the kind of stuff that we were seeing again with the toy movement. It was almost on a micro scale. How do these toys provide that kind of new stimulation, new curiosity, new problem solving, that could really ignite curiosity in a home environment? And that's why we're so thrilled to have been supported by Spin Master for this initiative. But it's something that we really look forward to continuing in our work this year as we look ahead at and the work that we're doing here at Constitution Hill. And hopefully, we're really hoping to get to Cape Town this year at some point. We're exploring at a few opportunities. What we really just need is a bit of space and a bit of support. You know, we are a level one triple BEE partner for corporates who are interested in thinking about how to leverage their scorecards in a way that can really captivate the minds and bodies and hearts of young children, really giving them opportunities where they have hands-on spaces to be children, to dream, to explore, to discover. That's the kind of spaces we create across Gauteng, and we're really looking this year to look for some new partnerships that can help us expand our reach, to be able to reach more and more children and to give them these kinds of opportunities. Whether it's from our children's planetarium to our imagination playground, our environmental science programs, our hands-on maths programs, our really exciting arts-based programs like partnering with local emerging artists, we really feel like what we have to offer is something that is really unparalleled here in South Africa, and oftentimes is unique for the sheer fact of bringing children and families from all different backgrounds together in one shared joyful space of creativity and learning. So that's really what we're really looking forward to continuing to do in the year ahead, and we're really looking for some more partners to help us really expand our reach in the next year. And perhaps some of your listeners would be interested in getting involved and giving us a call at Play Africa.
And how do people get in contact with you? If they want to help, and are you looking specifically for corporate sponsors, or you're looking for people that are already involved in this area, teachers, somebody that's in the education space?
You know, we partnership is one of our biggest strengths. And, you know, whether it's corporate partners who are looking to really create something really wow and exciting, we are, I think we really can demonstrate that we're a phenomenal partner. But individuals who are listening, who do this work on a day-to-day basis, I know so many of your listeners are passionate about children, who work day in, day out as teachers, as volunteers, as parents, to create opportunities of joyful learning for children. And oftentimes that work goes so under-recognized. We really love the partnerships that we create with a lot of the community-based organizations that we work side by side with on a day-to-day basis here in Johannesburg. You know, we have really deep partnerships that I think are based on trust and mutual respect. That's the kind of partnerships that we're looking to create and to expand our reach to be able to do this in greater numbers of provinces. So, you know, whether it's individuals who work with very good organizations or doing this on their own, we'd love to hear from you as well. The way that you can get in touch with us is by our website, which is playafrica.org.za. You can also contact that's info@playafrica.org.za. Again, Play Africa is really a groundbreaking kind of organization and social enterprise here in South Africa, really, really well linked with the Children's Museum movement around the world, as well as the Science Center movement around the world. We really find that our global partnerships help us leverage our ability to create these offerings for children locally. But it's really through those local partners that we think are so critical in terms of the kinds of relationships that we want to create in the world and create the kind of South Africa that we all want to live in, a space where, you know, a kind of a bold and exciting opportunity to bring children and families together through the shared joyful experience of learning and discovering together. And then really thinking that it doesn't matter what school you go to, it doesn't matter what school you went to. We all want to learn. We all have an innate curiosity and desire to understand the world. I think about taking our children's planetarium to the women's jail at Constitution Hill, which is where we're based, and we run programs there regularly. And, you know, one time in the dark, you know, only the faint light of the stars projected onto the inside of our planetarium, I could see this grade two learner from Soweto who was frantically taking notes in the dark because he or she, I couldn't even see if it was a boy or a girl, and by the time the lights went on, everyone had moved. But, you know, he or she was so passionate about what he or she was learning about the night sky, about, you know, indigenous knowledge systems about the night sky, about the stars that we share together. And for me, that's the kind of passion that every child shares, and we really want to give these environments that let that curiosity and that passion to discover themselves and discover their potential inside of themselves, let that come out and do so oftentimes in a way with the people who love them most, their parents, their teachers.
It's a wonderful initiative, and I am hoping that anyone listening who wants to help out does definitely get hold of you. I just want to ask you, you had an amazing event on World AIDS Day. Because
yes.
If you get more partners, perhaps there can be more of these kind of events. Can you just briefly tell me what happened on World AIDS Day?
On World AIDS Day was the launch of the South African toy movement, which is really, again, Spin Master's global initiative. They give toys around the world in places like Iraq, Mexico, you know, Jordan and other places. What they did with us is, you know, many of their founders are South African or were born in South Africa. So for them coming back to South Africa from their base in Canada to give toys to children in need was a very personal journey for them. And we launched on on World AIDS Day in part to really celebrate and champion every child's right to play and to discover and to secure environments where they can play, learn, and grow. So many children who do not have access to some of those kinds of rights through ill health is something that we wanted to also pay attention to, that we want to say, you know, every child has the right to the best start in life, not just with regard to education, but with regard to health and well-being. And play as a vehicle for that is a way that we wanted to link it all together. So at Constitution Hill, at the women's jail section, we brought together 300 children from schools and from places like Nkosi's Haven, which specifically serves children and families affected by HIV and AIDS. And we created a really fun day of entertainment and sharing with, we had some executives flown out from Canada. We had the Canadian High Commission there. And we had a really fun day. We were visited by the Paw Patrol, which is a Spin Master initiative. And all together, the kids kind of had just a day of pure joy and fun. At the end of the day, they were able to receive one of the toys that Spin Master donated. And that's, it really kicked off this campaign. So that was 300 children, many and many of whom, you know, the majority of whom have been affected in some way by HIV and AIDS in their lifetime. And that really, those 300 kids were the kickoff of 45,000 children who at community centers, at OVC centers, hospitals, you know, orphanages and other spaces all around the country have received similar donations of these toys in the last few weeks. And so for us, we keep on getting these incredible messages from around the country as children are opening these boxes and discovering their very own brand new toy for the first time.
Gretchen, can you just quickly repeat those details for anyone that wants to help you guys out?
Absolutely. It's Play Africa, PLAY Africa, spelled AFRICA, .org.za. That's the, you can see our website and through there, get in touch with us. You can also email us at info@playafrica.org.za.
Fantastic. Gretchen Wilson-Prangley, she is the CEO of Play Africa. You can also visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/playafricachildrensmuseum. And as she said, the more people that get involved, the more children they can help out.